As I contemplated the readings for this week, I couldn't help but be frustrated with the incompleteness of the human person. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear God Himself cautioning His people not to seek completeness in recounting the past. In the gospel story, we hear about the Pharisees and the scribes trying to seek completeness in the law of Moses. We also hear of the story of a woman seeking completeness in an illicit relationship. Our past is very important. Understanding God's law is very important. Having healthy and appropriate relationships are very important. But none of those things can complete us. God made us incomplete persons. And He did that, I think, because He wanted us to realize that our completeness can only come through Him. In this season of Lent, we kind of focus on our incompleteness, our brokenness, our sinfulness. But it's not a time for us to beat up on ourselves. Instead, it's a time for us to recognize that we need to turn to God constantly. God never turns away from us. One of the struggles that I have in my life is trying to balance that tension between understanding the law of God and understanding the law of love. In Paul's letter this morning, we know that the law of love must come first. Because without understanding this law of love given to us and lived out by Christ Jesus, the rest of the law of Moses, the scriptures, the dogma, everything that's been written over the past 2,000 years mean nothing. That's frustrating to me. I think sometimes as incomplete persons, we often seek completeness in our giftedness. If we're gifted with intellect, we try to understand and learn everything that we can in order to become complete. We can never know enough to be complete if we do not know and love God. If we have the gift of faith, we can seek a life of prayer to complete us. But no amount of prayer can complete us without full understanding and willingness to accept the love of God. If we have the gift of financial resources, sometimes we can seek to purchase everything that we need to become complete. But we could never have enough money to purchase our completeness. We need to understand, accept, and abide by this law of love given to us in Christ Jesus. God promised us through Isaiah, that He makes all things new. The question also often arises in the gospel, what is it that Jesus was writing on the ground? Some have suggested Jesus was writing the sins of the crowd. And slowly they recognized their sins and left. This week in prayer, I had the idea that perhaps Jesus was making things new in the ground. Jesus might have been writing my name and your name in the ground that day. Because all Jesus could do was love. It was everything to him. And his ability to do that came from his unalterable relationship with the Father. We're called to that same relationship, and we're faced with the challenge of how to accomplish that. This past Wednesday, St. Genevieve Parish had a communal penance service for Lent. And I understand that about 130 people, including families, came to that event. I'd like to encourage all of us who haven't celebrated the sacrament of reconciliation to contemplate doing so before the celebration of Holy Week. Reconciliation is the opportunity for us to recognize our incompleteness and our brokenness, and to seek God to heal that. And I think there's no more appropriate way for us to end this Lenten season and to enter into this season of newness, the season of the resurrection, the season of Easter. So I invite you to search your incompleteness. Search the ways that we seek to try to complete ourselves. And in that, turn our attention to God, who desires nothing more than to complete us.